We have Nancy Pelosi's own Benghazi moment. Yes, she refused support from the National Guard on January 6th. She refused support when there was supposedly an insurrection going on in the Capitol building of Q and MAGA patriots. We all know what really happened there. It was Antifa dressed as MAGA, hiding out with CNN and other fake news reporters. We have all of this documented on video. But why did Nancy Pelosi refuse aid? Was it all about the optics of trying to set up Trump? Was this all a staged event? Is that why Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats dropped their impeachment attempt like a rock as soon as President Trump's lawyers wanted to call her and 300 other witnesses to testify about what they knew and when they knew it? We know what really happened, Nancy. No one is buying your lies. Also, speaking of explosive lies, we finally have real evidence that the WHO admitted before the coronavirus even came out that the Wuhan lab in China was manipulating this virus, the coronaviruses, and talked about the spiked protein and everything. All of this and more coming up. You do not want to miss this explosive report. Now, welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Demos, where we continue to break the cycle of fake news. Here we go.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up. Stand up. Speak up.
Yes, it was Pelosi's fault. She actually told and instructed the sergeant at arms to deny National Guardsmen at the Capitol. She left the building unprotected and then she lied about it. She must resign, and this is big. This is bigger than Benghazi, because although people died at Benghazi and it was a big deal, they used this to steal an election from the American people. This was an open coup d'etat of the world's most powerful government. Folks, they stole a superpower, a nuclear-armed superpower, and now who is running that nuclear arsenal and bombing Syria? Dementia Joe Biden, China Joe, Pedophile Joe. I mean, I could go on and on and on with all of the nicknames that he has earned, including Sleepy Joe, just like our sleep aid at redpillliving.com. If you haven't checked that out yet, it really, really triggers the left. And I'm going to do a little shameless plug here, because we're under constant attack, constant, even local news attacking me now, constant attack, because they fear what we tell you. They fear the truth getting out there, and that is why they constantly attack me personally, not to mention the work that we're doing, the Q movement, trying to call us all terrorists, everything else. They fear us. So if you want to support that, get your bottle of Sleepy Joe at redpillliving.com/Nemos today, and you can use Nemos for 15% off. Now, continuing from there, it's worse than that. Not only did they use this false flag event, just like Hitler did at the Reichstag. He burned down the German parliament building and blamed it on his political opponents, okay? And not only that, but we have a resurgence of Antifa, which is basically the communist brown shirts. I mean, they're using the same old playbook. It's been tried and true for hundreds of years to manipulate us into going along with their coup. Now, it goes deeper than that. In fact, at the World Health Organization, a video has surfaced from December of 2019, before the pandemic or plandemic really even got going, of an official of the WHO, the World Health Organization. His name is Peter Daszak, I hope I'm saying that right, or Daszak, D-A-S-Z-A-K, admitting to coronavirus manipulation at the Wuhan lab before the pandemic was announced. Okay, this is a big deal. And he was quoted as saying, coronaviruses are pretty good. You can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. All right, this is a big deal, folks. We now know that the WHO is covering this up beyond any doubt. Not that we needed any more evidence to that fact. They've been essentially being China's PR firm, even though we spend more money supporting the WHO than China does. Somehow, They have been China's PR firm throughout this entire plandemic, which has shut down the world economy, destroyed so many jobs and lives and livelihoods, and helped them to usher in this great reset where only they have power, only they are allowed to have businesses, and everyone else has to be poor and pushed down to the level of a serf who doesn't get to even have property very soon if we don't stand up to this thing. We resist and oppose the New World Order and its Great Reset nickname, okay? Now, continuing from there, that's not all. We also have U.S. Dr. Ralph Baric, who was reviewing Moderna and Dr. Fauci's coronavirus vaccine. Remember, Dr. Fauci at NIAID is a co-owner of the vaccine because they get to own a piece of it. He's the highest paid employee in the government, I believe, by far. So Dr. Fauci's coronavirus vaccine essentially was already being reviewed in December of 2019. They were preparing for this, just like Bill Gates, Event 201. They already knew all of this was coming. Bill Gates has been, what's it called? Liar's mirth or whatever, when they start to giggle and laugh when they're telling a lie. Bill Gates has been doing that all over television for 4 years, essentially, talking about man-made plagues or, naturally occurring plagues that just happen to wipe out millions of people. He's been daydreaming about it and fantasizing about it all over television, being busted with books on his background about how to lie with statistics, things like that. How do you still trust these people, anyone? I know my audience doesn't, but it's confusing that people still trust. And really, it's not, because they don't pay attention. As soon as you look, it doesn't take long. Within 5 minutes, you can do enough research to be very concerned about not only the vaccine, but the origins of this entire plandemic. So we have constant evidence coming out, and now major bombshells, okay? We've had whistleblowers, we've had people cover things up, we've had millions of dollar bribes, we've had a lot of conflicts of interest, and we've had Fauci flip-flop around back and forth. So at this point, the whole lie has fallen apart and the world is aware of it, and everyone who's thinking and who does their own research is aware of it. So what comes next? That's why I believe society has shifted recently from using the carrot to manipulate you, go after the American dream, work real hard and pay us all your tax dollars, and then when you get old, we'll just euthanize you because of communist medical care. That's what the whole Obamacare death panels was all about, right? They want to get rid of the useless eaters and the elderly. As soon as you quit paying taxes, as soon as you're no longer a useful slave to their system, they want to get rid of you, okay? That is what it's really about. Anyway, continuing on from there, we also have a propaganda crash. The World Economic Forum, the Klaus Schwabs of the world who want to usher in this great reset and this two-tiered system, they actually deleted the tweet afterwards because they knew that it was too far and they knew that they had lost touch with the little people. But they actually put out a tweet that said, "Lockdowns are improving cities." You can't make this up. The quote is, "Lockdowns are quietly improving cities around the world." And what is their excuse that it's better? Well, noise is down. Maybe trash on the sidewalk is down, although I doubt that. Probably just masks everywhere on the ground now. The only real use for a mask is to pick up dog crap. Seriously. I can't find many other uses for it. I used it as a bookmark one time. I guess the strings kind of help to find your place. Now, continuing from there, if you have any doubt that this plandemic is a fake hoax, the U.S. Mysteriously sees the lowest flu season on record. Okay, the flu is gone, folks. The pneumonia is gone. We cured them this year. It's all gone, if you believe the CDC. Now, I don't, and I actually have a lot of trouble with the different lies that they're being busted telling as they give us a straight face hoax analysis. Right? They're lying to us. And where did all those deaths come from? Well, most of them were fake. Okay, a lot of them were gunshot deaths or accidents or people who died of various other things, and they marked them all as COVID deaths. But that wasn't enough. They really wanted to show 500,000 dead, right? How do you do that? Well, you move different diseases into different columns. So you reclassify flu and pneumonia as COVID, just cause. And the CDC has already essentially admitted that they did just that. Now they've lumped them all in together, and they call that a folder, they call that box that they've lumped flu and pneumonia and COVID into, they call it all COVID. But only about 2% of it supposedly is really COVID, if it even exists at all at this point, because scientists can't find it. They can't isolate it. On the other hand, we also know from the CDC's own admissions that only 6% of the people who supposedly died of COVID instead of just simply with COVID and no symptoms at all related to COVID. So it's like saying, okay, so they found a little bit of flu, but the person wasn't coughing, sick, wheezing, didn't have a fever, didn't have any symptoms at all to show for it, and got ran over by a car, jumped off a building, got crushed by a candy machine or something ridiculous like that, ran over on a bicycle, whatever. That is what they're telling us because they know how to, as Bill Gates' book said, lie with statistics. Now, continuing from there, Representative Gosar, strategic genius here, decided that because the Democrats are only going to give about 9% of this $2 trillion bailout bill, which is going to tech companies, big tech for censoring us, Democrat, wish list items, and as well as foreign aid, which we know how that works. That goes to Soros and others, and then it comes back, pennies of it come back to pay off our politicians in this sort of a circle jerk of corruption and looting of America. Well, forgive my language. The Democrats, of course, shot that down. His idea was to give $10,000 of that foreign aid money back to the U.S. citizens instead, $10,000 each. But the Democrats don't want to do that. You know, the party of the people, right? A joke. Now, Fox and Friends, I don't watch Fox, but they did make an interesting comment for the few people that still do watch them. Their ratings are through the floor, in the toilet. But they did say, quote, "There's no battle within Republican Party because Liz Cheney wing is like 12 people." This is from a host named Campos Duffy. And that's absolutely right. The Liz Cheney wing, the Rhino Party, has no real support. In fact, people like Mitch McConnell and Liz Cheney are being censured often, and they have zero support back home. Okay, they are going to be primaried on the next one, and without Trump's support, they have no chance of winning, unless, of course, election fraud, which we're working on. Even Don Jr. chimes in with Lincoln Party Liz, a new nickname for Liz Cheney, while he's at CPAC speaking. And I also want to throw in there, this is good news, that a judge has ruled that Miss USA has a First Amendment right to accept only biological female contestants. Now, here's the thing. This is a precedent. This should apply to any private organization. So private schools, private businesses, and private institutions like the Miss USA. It may not apply to public institutions like public schools, where they're still trying to push nearly grown men with body hair and biceps 5-6 feet tall into girls' sports, into girls' locker rooms, into girls' shower rooms. Injuries have occurred, broken bones have occurred, bad injuries have occurred because these young girls are up against full-grown men in their own sports where they should not be. So it's absolutely important that this First Amendment precedent is in place, and we all need to know about this, okay? Now, continuing from there, just a little bit of a cultural commentary, another Ivy League university showing its racism overtly, offering a rock climbing class where no white students are allowed. You can't make this up, folks. I hope that you have found this to be of value. I hope it doesn't piss you off as much as it does me. Actually, I take that back. I hope it does, because only when we're angry and uncomfortable will we change things. And that's what really starts to move the world. Comfort is the enemy of progress. Now, I will see you on the next one. As I said, I hope you found this to be of value. If you will, please like, share, subscribe. Join our newsletter at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. And if you want to shop Patriot or donate and support us as a sponsor that way, we've got a lot of great options, not just the Sleepy Joe, but we have super vitamins. We have gourmet coffee called thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. You can't beat it. I don't mention this that often. I probably should, but we have such a confidence in our coffee being better and superior to most coffees out there, that you can send in a bag of whatever you're drinking now, and we'll send you a free bag of our coffee, and we'll pay for shipping. In fact, you can send in an empty bag of your coffee, and we'll send in a free bag and pay for the shipping, and you can test it for yourself. You can even choose the sampler bag, so it comes with like 6 different flavors in it, and you can try them all, different roasts and origins. With that said, I hope you guys have a great week, and go out there and change the world. I'll see you on the next one.